Time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. We welcome in Eric Meehan. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Richard, Carrie. How we doing?
Wonderful. I thought the great one had come back out of retirement, but it was just you on the ice at Branch Lake.
I look pretty good on skates, don't I? I look like I know what I'm doing. My wife often, in fact, too often, says that I look far more graceful on ice than I ever do on land.
Hmm.
There's probably something to that.
I think so.
Which is funny because my son, who is also a genius, as anyone on Facebook will note today.
Yes.
But he has recently started Parks and Rec basketball. And my mother-in-law was a basketball coach. Basketball, big up here, you know, obviously. But the reason I started skating and started playing hockey is because I didn't even make the JV basketball squad in middle school. I am that bad at basketball that they're like, listen, I know everybody makes the JV squad, but son, I just don't think it's for you. So it's very funny to me. I'm like, you know, that's why I ended up loving hockey and loving skating. And it's so strange to me that the rest of my family and this whole region, really, which is an Arctic tundra, is far better at basketball than I'll ever be. Listen, I wanted to talk to you. We're going to talk about wine, folks, but I wanted to talk about your disregard for this Super Bowl.
All right, okay, Philly now. Boy. Yes, yes.
Listen. No, I'm not a Philly boy. I'm okay. Everybody bear in mind, I'm a Giants fan, although I stick up for the NFC East like nobody else's business because, you know, for years we were great, and then, like, for 2 years we sucked. All right, more than two. And, you know, everybody got on our case. But listen, okay, so these are my top five. These are my top five here. Top five Super Bowl storylines that I think we should care about, right? Okay.
Okay.
Number one, and you already mentioned it, this is Andy Reid, right? Coached both teams, you know, is as big now as he was then, and yet still has managed to not have, like, massive coronaries every year. I think... I don't know how you can coach. I mean, they always talk about the strains and the stresses of coaching football, how you get, you know, 4 hours of sleep a night, still alive. All right, number two, the Kelce brothers, of course. Their mother is going to be, talk about people who are probably going to be dead by the end of the week. Their mother is going to do so many interviews, she is going to probably not make it to Sunday.
She may be the Super Bowl MVP if she gets there.
She might be. Number three, Phillies. Long history of having fans that are the biggest you-know-what holes on the planet. It's just the truth.
Yes.
Go on for that. Okay. Number four, Andy Reid's kid, still guilty of manslaughter. Too soon? Okay. Moving on. This is the big one. This is the one that no one realizes yet. Jake from State Farm, secretly from King of Prussia.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know that either. This is all made up. But you can imagine. Everything else is true. Jake from State Farm.
You had me. You had me on that one. I believed you.
Doesn't he seem like a Philly guy?
He could be a Philly guy, yes. Yeah.
The side glances with the jazz bath and stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll watch. Fine. I was going to watch anyway. Just
you're going to watch anyway. I know. Here's the thing. Okay. I have a plan, but actually something you said earlier and something that's been going on kind of made me want to talk about something interesting in the world of wine. And that's China, right? Obviously, you know, the spy balloon. And this is very relevant. I've been watching a number of interviews about China lately. A lot of predictions that China, frankly, and this doesn't surprise anyone who's paid attention to the news, has really been shooting itself in the foot, even more egregiously than we realized for the past 40-some years, and is basically on the verge of collapse.
Mm.
And people are like, well, how is that possible? I mean, they're so powerful, and there's so many people, and they're doing that. But one of the things that China does, and the spy balloon is this writ large, is they don't really... For a long time, I mean, for people who came up with the idea of gunpowder, right? Although I have proof of that, given what I'm about to say. What they have been doing for a long time is aping other people. They spy on us, but they make, they're not capable of the innovations. Now, why does this have to do with grapes? Well, one of the more fascinating phenomena that happened right around the time, a little earlier than the time I got into the business, is that the Chinese are obsessed with wine. And so obsessed, but not, like, they didn't really want to figure out viticulture. They wanted to just have Bordeaux instantly.
Hmm.
And so one of the things they did is things like they created a place called like Chateau Chengyu, which is it's a literal recreation of a French a Loire chateau, like it's like Disneyland or something like that. And it really, like you go into it, and it's I've seen, you know, pictures of this place. It looks like a theme park, and I've had the wine, and it's fine. It's heavily oaked and stuff like that, but. You go over there and they are really obsessed with wine, but the wines are pale imitations, primarily, as I'm saying, of Bordeaux. Because for years, the majority of the most expensive wine just in the world, right, is Bordeaux in general because of the Bordeaux futures, right? Like the wine is sold before the wine is ever put out there. So you have, you know, your Chateau Margaux, your Lafite Rothschild, your, yada, yada, yada. And the majority of these wines go to places where they're not really appreciated, and or they go to places where they are counterfeited, which is a huge issue in China. Again, they're trying to cut corners to get to a certain spot, and they don't really want to go through the centuries of learning, which is tremendously ironic given it's one of the oldest civilizations in the, you know, known world. So I just kind of wanted to touch on that because the Chinese spy balloon, whether or not it was a civilian agricultural balloon gone astray or spy, it is a pathetic attempt to rip off information that they can put to use in a way that probably won't be as effective as they want, but they'll do it anyway. Anyway, it's a fascinating thing. So just food for thought, or wine for thought, I suppose. I know I don't have a lot of time after holding forth about the Super Bowl and about China, but just wanted to touch on something that we're going to start to talk about purity in the bottle and wine agriculture this month. And so I just kind of want to talk about really quickly the fact that. Grapes themselves, right, they're perennials. They die off in winter. They rebloom every year. Without training or anything like that and pruning, they grow into big, bushy plants. And what we do is we basically learn to train them to achieve maximum efficiency, maximum yield. And right now, obviously, we're in the sort of the dormancy period of winter, whereas on the other side of the globe, they are in peak summer. And always important to remember when we're talking about grapes that we're talking about two different hemispheres. And so when you're getting vintages, you're getting them 6 months apart, which is just always kind of interesting. But as you were mentioning, Rich, we're going to head into some nice warmer weather soon. And so what you're going to start to see is people worrying about like frost and bud break and things like that. And it's not just with wine, all sorts of agriculture. You start to worry about if things are going to start to bloom soon. And, take sort of false hope and a week of warm weather and then get quashed by something like we just had. Well, hopefully not something like we just had. And then we'll get into flowering and time to think about canopy management, things like that. And we'll talk about all that as we get along here. But just to keep in mind that we'll start to talk about the product in the bottle that you guys are all going out there and obtaining over the next month, and hopefully give you a better idea of what it is you're drinking. We'll see. I assume I'm pretty much out of time, gentlemen.
We are down to about a minute.
About a minute. Okay. Cool. Well, then I guess I can continue. Just a little bit about a little bit more about what you're going to start to see. So in terms of grapes, just going back really quickly. Yes, now we're going to start to see, like, in the next couple months, the bud break. Then, you know, the beautiful time in any sort of viticultural cycle is what we call veraison, which is when the grapes start to come out and then they start to change color. That usually happens here around the most blessed time of the year, which is like late August, early September, which is like, just, except for people who like to do pond hockey like myself, it's just absolutely the best time of year. And then you're measuring ripeness, and then you're picking and crushing and making the beautiful juice that we all love so well. And again, we'll talk a lot about that. There's, obviously every year there's renewed focus on, like I said, purity in the bottle and, the new calls for, even ingredients and listings and stuff like that. So lots to talk about over the next month in terms of what you're putting in your glass and then therefore in your body. In the meantime, I hope the recent cold snap didn't ruin too many people's lives. I know that there was a lot of burst pipes and burst feelings. But, everybody take care of each other, and I'll talk to you next week. Next week is the Valentine's special. And remember, get something for your sweetie. And if you want to get something for your sweetie at Bangor Wine and Cheese, we appreciate it.
That would be wonderful. Hey, by the way, please congratulate Eric Charles for us on his stellar efforts.
I will. It's so funny. You know, I've got two lovely, brilliant children, but one of them always sort of takes the credit, and one of them never seems to want to. And I'm like, you know, occasionally, buddy, take the credit. Go for it.
Absolutely.
So good for him.
All right. Thanks, Eric. See you next week.
Thanks, gents. Bye-bye.
Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese.